Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is our last day of the retreat, day 8, 30th August 2024, Friday. So we'll be having our morning chanting, simplified, where you all can revert back to your five precepts. And after that, we can have our usual sharing. We will continue from where we will break for breakfast. I have allowed earlier breakfast, 7:15 to 8 o'clock, so that you have some time. Then after that, 8 o'clock you come back. We will have about 2 hours of session, final session, to continue with our sharing before we revert back to our normal daily life routine. Then I will also share with you all how you can develop the continuity of training after you leave this place. Post-retreat training, that one, I just need to brief you all a little bit on it. Okay, then after that, follow my... So this closing Dhamma and advice by me is on how to continue the cultivation after returning to normal daily life, following the daily religious routine that I have already advised you all. Then after that, you all can pay respect and clean up the place, then do your final packing. Then after that, we will prepare to disembark from here and leave for the bus. The bus, I think, will be here latest by 11. Maybe it will be here earlier. Then there is also what we call farewell and exchange greeting, if you want to. Then on the way, we can have lunch at Tapa. It's sponsored by our Common Pool Fund. Then if you got anything to like, else to rejoice or your final taking of photograph, you can go ahead. Okay, let us compose our mind, develop the sadha virya, then we shall do the closing, morning puja, the short version. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava Buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho Sanghang namami. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami, dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Micchachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musawada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majjhadatthana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Sadhu 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 Let's now pay respect to Triple Gem Bhuttang Pujami Dhammang Pujami Sanghang Pujami. Okay, you all can visit that. Maintain mindfulness throughout. So we will continue with the first introduction, followed by a brief reporting or description of how you actually became a Buddhist or search for Dhamma, then how you come to know about us and how you join us. Then at the same time, like what the others have reported, how have you benefited from this annual retreat, and in what way you have developed the understanding or whatever good meditative training or experience that you have, you can actually share them. Where is the mic?
Good morning, brother. Yeah. This is Steele and all, Kalinamita. First of all, I would like to express my gratitude and happiness because I get to come to this retreat. I really appreciate this opportunity. Really, before that, I wasn't sure, like same old issues. Yeah. And I'm also very happy because I have the opportunity to read. I also not sure why. Actually, Brother,
I
like to read.
When you read with understanding, it go in, and you have the joy, because a lot of the thing that is been written in the Heart Sutta and all the other book that we share, most people didn't really understand the amount of beautiful Dhamma gem that is inside there until you read them, until you can go through them in a proper retreat. That's why what is beautiful about the retreat is the learning of the Dhamma has continuity over a period of about 8 days, normally it's 9 days. If it's for meditative training, you actually only need 4 or 5 days. 5 days, more than enough. But to learn the Dhamma, I need the extra day. Then this year, we managed to do it faster because most of you understand already. And the new people also, surprisingly, they somehow can follow because of affinity. They have learned a lot of other teaching before, especially J. Krishnamurti's teaching. That's why they find my YouTube video. How I can link the Theravada teaching with the Mahayana teaching. Then how I can also explain what J. Krishnamurti meant when he used all those not Dhamma. He used all those very powerful expression of spiritual training and understanding which he has. So all this is the combined factor. That's why we can see a lot of people developing the faith and the joy, because after you understand the Dhamma, you will have a lot of joy. This is a teaching that is so unique and amazingly meaningful and beautiful. It can help living beings understand life, transcend life, and even bring about wonderful living. So all these are the important key factor why it can bring about such condition. And for you, you have your parami, because over the years of retreat, your reading improved, your understanding improved. So we should thank those who read, especially Man Yuan and Eng Bi and PG and those people who have sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you continue.
Radio, I can see the difference if because of my work, right?
Yeah.
In work also, there is a lot of training courses that I attend. But as I grow older, I even though I attend, the heart is not there.
Yeah.
So don't let my
heart
feel that.
Yeah, because you will reach a point after you cross 50, you will come to realize that career is not everything. In fact, life has a lot more than career. Then career, by then you're also quite senior. You also reach more or less the senior position, management role. So when you attend to all these courses, of course there will be what they call new thing that you're supposed to learn. But when you are in the spiritual path, you are different, because you know this is not the ultimate thing that you want. Then, like you say, your heart is actually learning all this. But later on, after you have the Dhamma already, you will not become like that again. You go back to like such a seeing, the third type of seeing. Then, Kan San Yu San, Yu Si San, means you can integrate in a San. After I decide to call it a day, after I retire, I actually go back into life, go back to experience all those things that I didn't get to do when I was working. Well, when I was working, I was full-time cultivating, and my work become easier because of my clarity, understanding. That's why all these are phases of understanding that will transform you when you go through life. At the moment, this will be the outcome of what you will understand, and you will go that direction to seek the Dhamma. But you have progressed quite a lot, because personally, your personality, your life has improved a lot. Your relationship with your parents, with your colleague, with life and society, you develop much, much better understanding than before. Well, last time you were very easily irritable and unhappy. There, a lot of your views are, why these people are that? That's, you cannot like be at peace with most of them. So now you are different. You can understand, you can have more joy. And I see a lot of joy in you and smile. Especially how you take care of your parents, how you have relationship with your colleague. There's a lot of joy compared to last time you worry, what do this stuff like that, how? Then this stuff, after tell them what happened, they not happy, they think you are the one behind, try to give them that type of review, which is not good. So all this fear, worry in your thought, so you will realize that time you don't have the understanding of the full application of Dhamma, Noble Eightfold Path, and how to develop good relationship good understanding, love, compassion, filiality towards your parent. All this society never teach you, and you have to develop it through the spiritual path. That's why cultivator or Dhamma are very different. Okay, continue.
Yeah, Brother Teo, but when I come and listen to Brother Teo's Dhamma, I can pay attention.
Yeah.
Compared to all those training.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The seminar, the training, no meaning at all. But this one is what you want, what your heart want. And you see the importance, understand?
And then just now when Brother Teo talked about, it brought up something in me. Like the other day, I was talking to my colleague, and suddenly she got unhappy with what I was saying.
Yeah.
And she said, "You trigger me." Then inside me, I suddenly understand.
Yeah.
I didn't trigger you, but I didn't say that.
Yeah, they perceive it that way. So living beings are just the way they are. Sometimes, after we have the Dhamma, we see got condition to maybe benefit them. So we tell them something that they don't like to listen. But the truth, most of the time, hurts. So if the truth hurts, then when we really speak, most people cannot take it on. That's why I told a lot of Kaimita who know me, sometimes I saw the condition, then I say in such a word, of course I say I knock lah, but some is subtle, some is heavy on, because their character is like that, their karmic power is like that. If you don't hit hard, they won't wake up on themselves. So why do I have to do that? I don't want to do that actually, but because condition is such, like how I deal with my youngest brother, you remember? I can advise you, I advise you. After I advise you, you don't listen, you continue with the old way, then I am going to reprimand you. After I reprimand, you don't listen, then it's your life. Then I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be very harsh. I'm going to like knock you until you understand what is going on. You continue like that, the outcome is cast in stone. You don't change. Sorry. I even told him, after he go back, if he don't have the understanding and trigger of coming negativity and cause my parent to have any problem, I say, that is the line you cannot cross. If you cross, you are no more my brother. So that is how I deal. Not to say I don't like him, I hate him. No. If you don't do that, they will not seriously think about it or reflect and develop the understanding to transform. That's why finally he changed. After I talked to him, then of course he replied, I said, "You all look down upon me. What you expect?" Then I asked him back, like your colleague perceive you wrongly. I said, "You think people got time to look down upon you? Who are you?" I said, "What you do is so irresponsible until you cause our parents to worry for you, And you think we want to look down upon you and got nothing to do and keep on commenting you and dislike you. No, I said the reality is your karmic conditioning and the way you behave is going that direction. Your future is gone. So what you need to do is, I say, unless you change, then of course he asked, "You all look down upon me, then how can I change?" He said, "Does it mean I look down upon you, you cannot change?" I said, "What are you trying to tell me? You are totally irrational, understand? You are not getting the thing right," I say. Then he said, "So, how?" He passed the question back to me. I said, "We can help you." Then he said he's willing to listen. Then when I proposed the three things, he become very happy. He know that there is a way out. Then he take it. He said, "Tomorrow I let you know." Then he decide. Then he turn around. He become beautiful. Well, this is how we apply the Dhamma. So your colleague won't worry. She is the way she is, or he is the way he is. Just let things be.
Yeah, I actually didn't pursue it further.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like argue back with her. But I could feel inside there was a bit of hurt.
Yeah.
But I let it be.
Definitely.
Know?
Then you go home that time as you dry, that thing linger there.
it does linger.
Because this our living being's problem is the unfinished business. Understand? You remember what Jai Krishnamurti said? Living beings' problem is because they live their life of disorder. You heard of it before? Because you lack order. You know what is order or not? Like our society, when there is law and whatever, order, then the society becomes very, like, more peaceful. But when there is no law and order, what happens to society? A lot of problems here, very chaotic, isn't it? People rob, people rape, people steal, people abuse other people's right. No law and order to keep the thing system going. So that's why he said you live a life of disorder. So disorder means your brain chaotic already. A lot of heedlessness, a lot of wrong thought, a lot of emotion, a lot of what they call negativity. So when there is disorder, you become afflicted. You have a lot of problems. So what Krishnamurti mean by order means? Order means no negativity, understand? No anger, no hatred, nothing. And to have order, he said, you must be very, very serious about life. You must have this awareness, he said, to understand what is going on. That's why he says self-knowledge. So when there is self-knowledge, means understanding who are you, what are you, then observing how you stir your mind, how you react, and how you get yourself entangled, you learn, understand? Then you develop right view, you straighten your view. Then your life becomes different, like the third phase of seeing. Then there is order, understand? Everything happens, you no longer have problem, understand? You know how to deal, you know how to attend. Like, the law and order is there, understand? But when you don't understand, you react or not, you stir or not, you have a lot, like you say, inside felt hurt or not. So all this is what Dhamma is all about. But people cannot link to life in this way. Because to them is society's problem. Nothing to do with the spiritual understanding. In fact, society's problem is the mental problem, or what we call the mundane mind's problem. And there is avijja, understand? That's why there is no order. So without Dhamma, you cannot change, you cannot transform. So this phase you're going through is very good. Sadhu to you.
Yeah, Radio, I can see there was like a gradual phase.
Yeah.
Like phase one, when people... Yeah, perceive people with negativity.
Ah, that one is the most dangerous one. Huh?
Yeah.
Then after that, people perceive you with negativity. People misunderstand you. But there is no such thing. They are just the way they are. You know? That is life. That is nature.
Yeah. So at that initial stage, I used to feel like it's so unfair.
Yeah.
Because why that person like that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I will also try to rationalize myself to
that
analysis, person.
Analysis.
Yeah. But it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
So I end up feeling unhappy. Then the next phase, I realize when other people say something that I don't like to listen, but now I don't argue lah.
Yeah.
But inside still got lah.
Definitely, these are your habitual tendencies, not rooted out yet. But slowly, slowly, all this will slowly, slowly dissipate. Like my wife, he said, a lot of defilement, you need to root them out slowly, slowly. But when you reach the penetrative understanding, suddenly, like Song's case, the thing become very clear, then very stable. Then the sankhara less. Then you reach a point, Aiyah, they are just the way they are. Think also like, don't think also. Then why you want to waste time? Then you become different again. Then your mind become more and more quiet, more and more moment of awareness. Then there is appreciative of life, like what Dr. J go through. Can experience all the nature's stream flow, nature's vibration, all the beautiful thing. Instead of worrying, have the kukwamian, all these things, what for? That is not life, understand? Then go back, argue. Go back, misunderstanding. Then whoever you see, you unhappy, you bosong. Then fearful, worry, anxiety. That is not life, understand? To me, that is suffering. That's why without the Dhamma, living being actually 很苦, a lot of suffering. Very good.
Then eventually I realized this, I don't know when it started, when I perceive other people with negativity or I don't like to listen, I don't feel that bad anymore.
When you understand, you will have that transformation in you. You look at Cindy, completely bosiang, the tenant. go in, the unit at the site complain. Then go there, instead of dead cat shit. He saw a lot of like a zoo inside there. But no reaction. No. He said that is not the real Cindy. The normal Cindy would have flared up. That's all the transformation that the cultivator will see. Then you realize, cannot really. No. Like last time I told you, my leg banged something after that. I don't complain no more. No. I just laugh at it. Your condition like that, things will be like that. You kukwanian also no use. Also no use. But instead, I know that tactile sensation is very, very, to normal people, very painful. But I just laugh over it. But that is the condition. Then I pass by the drain, the foul smell, I just smile. That is the condition. You have the aversion towards it. What for? Understand? You stir your emotion and your mind affected. But when you laugh, no more problem. Understand? Thing is just the way it is. So that emotion take a while when your understanding stabilize, especially after this retreat. This retreat, in fact, I go in deeper and I repeat it many times. So. Thing is just the way it is. Condition like that, things will be like. These are all Buddha's words. No? Seeing things as they are. So all this understanding will let you understand what is the reality. You cannot change. Because these are nature's law that governs life exists. When the cause and condition is set, things will go that way. No other way. Then you want to change, you have to evolve new conditions.
So when I keep quiet and also, you know, I don't feel so bad. It's like Brother Teo say, I observe myself.
Yeah, very important.
And then I also learn, maybe a day after, if I look at that same person again, then it kind of occurred to me, actually he isn't like what I perceive him. It can be, he may be like that, but sometimes it's not.
Correct, because he doesn't hold on to that grudges, understand or not?
Yeah.
So when you see him again or her again, she become like normal back again. No? Then you say, maybe I perceive him wrongly. Yes, sometimes certain things can trigger off our emotion. Because these are our habitual tendency.
Sometimes it's not me lah. Sometimes that person have experienced something not so happy earlier.
Definitely.
So then everything after that, like Brother Teo say, wrong thought already.
Yeah, wrong
so
thought.
So
then
talking to me also, blah blah blah.
You're affected already.
Yeah.
I used to that SJBA talk. You all didn't read through. You read through, you will know. I gave an example inside there. I remember. I say if you want to have good relationship with your husband or your wife or your spouse, you must be sensitive to observe them and understand them. And most of the time in my generation time, the husband actually is the one that really go and work and get the money. And most of the lady are not so career type until later. Now, almost every lady has his own career. So I told them, I say, even you at home or do all your household, you have your parami. You develop a lot of good, what they call right duty. Then you have to observe when your husband come back. Well, maybe he in the office, kena firing by the boss or something that make him very panicky or worried. Then he is not himself, no. So you must observe that. So when you observe that, then you can attend to him and talk to him and give him the understanding and the faith. Don't worry. Whatever happened, together we resolve it. I will support you all the way. Can you share what happened in the office or what? Or did something happen in your career and your life? And then communication channel go through. No? Then your duty is to advise. You say, your career, your life, you decide. But I can advise you if we discuss. And then resolve. Then they appreciate, you know, wow, at least my wife really understand you. If he got problem in the office, come back, you some more question him and say all those harsh words, finish already. And then he don't want to come home. And so. He said, come home for what? Neck. Then when he don't come home, you worry, you know. Oh, midnight already, he's still not back. You know. It's in the book, you go and read. So what happened? You cook up a lot of thought, you know. If he come back, I'm going to question him left and right. I'm going to show him the proof. Maybe you hire a private investigator. That type of approach, sure, divorce, what I tell you. So a lot of thing about life is how to apply the Dhamma, especially Noble Eightfold Path. No negativity. That's why I never perceive a situation with negativity. Then, no problem. So everything starts from that wrong perception. Like you say, the wrong thought starts already. The chain of reaction go already. And this is a very powerful understanding. Then how to nip it at the bud? Sitting as they are, understand? And understand that deeply, understand? Then Bing Fei laughed. He also got the message. He said, Brother, I like your this one. They are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Violent people do violent things. No more problem. They are just the way they are. Okay? Good?
Yeah, like, brother. So, like, following morning, you see the same person. Hey, okay already. Oh.
Yeah, la, okay already. Happy yeah, already. Yeah, like the Cantonese saying, Pinto ya ka ye sao. No more enmity overnight. Because finish means finish. Understand? Krishnamurti say, when he talk about order, he said, whatever you do in life, at any point, any time, you cannot finish it, means you are carrying it over, then there is disorder. He said, finish means finish. Every moment die. He tell people, like every moment you die, no more problem. After you die, you can still complain? You can still be bosong? Cannot already. So learn to die every moment.
Sadhu. Rather, another thing I realize as I read, Brother Theo has been very, very hardworking. Year in, year out, say the same thing over and over again. And I also think, how come he didn't go in earlier?
Yeah, he didn't go in. Because when it didn't go in, just like in the early day, I remember, Yun Chan Day, the first batch, you know, he said, "Ayo, brother, every day repeat one, four noble truth lah." He said, "This is kindergarten stuff. Kindergarten Sunday school, only learn one. We all want vipassana. We all want all the real cultivation one, jhana." Oh, I look at them, I said, the basic Dhamma also cannot understand. What I share, hardly anybody understands. We are so new, so alien, and complete opposite. But later on, you chant, they all understand. Because there are people who progress. Then they realize, as you progress, you listen. The same recording, the same Dhamma, so deep, a lot more meaning inside there. That's why you may think I repeat. Because the nature, it hasn't gone in. Then it has its understanding to share. But sometimes it's not share for the human up there one. So that's why the thing that came out, I realized, how come like that? Because the one that is on earth, the living being that listen, cannot understand one. Then how come the teaching come out? Then I realized up there. Then as I share, wow, a lot of phenomena up there. You know? Now, last time, every person asked that, the moment I went in, the lightning and the thunder, wow, then as I share, louder and louder, until I finish, the rain all stopped, completely stopped. When that time, the sharing, I just came out that time to hold for the sharing when I started the 5S setting, Dhammacakkappavattana. Then I went into the whole teaching, the three turning of the Four Noble Truths. Then I realized hardly anybody understand. That's why later on I told them, if anybody can understand 10% of what I teach, he is already very good. So don't worry, the repeat one. Slowly you all wear out. Like now, year after year, last few years, a lot of Kayamita progress. Like I told Song last night. I say, you remember? Beginning of the year, when we decide on this retreat, I already predict to them, I said, this retreat, a lot of people will transform and progress. Now you witness, now you see.
Yeah, brother, actually I like when you repeat.
Yeah.
Because it's different.
Yeah, very different. Yeah. Every time you listen, it's different. Yeah. It's not the boring type one. Like keep on nagging you. This one, you listen attentively, like what happened to Manyuan, when she likes to listen, because that is thing for her to learn and understand. That's why that spiritual zeal, determination, the faith. So as you listen, it go in on. Then as you listen, it go in on. That's why now you start to appreciate. Actually, every time Brother Teo repeat, different understanding. Like my daughter also, this year, different again. So a lot of Kanyamita also, even Song, until now, 10 years after he connect, he still find that every time he listen different again. Every time he listen different again. The level of understanding has changed. Good?
Yeah, I find when I read the Heart Sutra, like Brother Teo said, the understanding really increase a lot this
time.
Yeah,
it increase a lot, yes.
The same words, but
the meaning come out different.
Yes, the meaning come out different, and you appreciate more.
Definitely, because you know why? You are not a parent. Understand? The parent repeat one cannot get it. But you read, you understand it, because you see the beauty and you like the subject. That's why you volunteer to read. Which is very good.
So maybe I just share a bit of my meditation.
Actually,
it's not meditation. It's like
what you experience at the retreat.
So I think it was like on the sixth day at night when I was reading. Even though I was reading, but got a lot of sound, my voice. Then I just realized that very quiet.
Very
still.
The stillness is very strong.
Like the air stagnant.
Like no vibration, nothing. That setting is so clear.
Yeah.
The awareness can detect.
Even though I got my voice there.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know the awareness, like I explained to you, when there is no data coming into the ear, yet it can perceive the silence of nature. That one is not dependent originating one. Dependent originating means the sense data in the form of music or words or sound or vibration hit your eardrum, then you become conscious. This one, the awareness doesn't become conscious one. It can be aware of the stillness of nature. Understand? The stillness of the environment. And when it aware, no word one. But later on, when you recall, recollect, because you have that awareness feeling, understand? You sense it. That's why you know. Despite when you are reading, you can sense Nietzsche is like that. That's why last night, after A.B. Chan, the Om Mani Padme Hum, you remember? Before that, I really sense it. And this is what they actually want, to create affinity for you all. So when you recite and you chant, you realize in be chanting, the vibration very strong. No? It really go in. No? No. And this nature really like reverberate inside there. No? No. And this is how the Kuan Yin's, what they call Fo Hao and Mantra and the Heart Sutta, when you chant it with faith, the vibration really open up your heart. That's how their nature can help you. That's why all this Da Bei Zhou, Xing Jing, Om Mani Padme Hum, and whatever they come out with the Fo Hao, just like you all do the morning chanting. Guan Yin Pu Sa, Guan Yin Pu Sa, Guan Yin Pu Sa. That vibration go in one another. And you open up your nature, your heart. Cultivation is like that. Initially, this one, very thickly obstructed one, like cannot go in. So what normally cultivator do is, we are in the early day area, like, every time I have faith, I pay respect, and I do my religious routine. Because we fold our palm like that. There is an energy go in and touch your heart. Then I realize, because of the faith and the disposition, this energy starts to move this part to the center. Then when my this part move, only I realize I become sensitive. Then as I listen to Dhamma and rejoice, and listen to all this chanting and all this, this one activated again. That's how finally I come to know that once this one activated, only it can become sensitive. Then only your mindfulness can come in. Otherwise, you are always here, 100% here on the head. You hardly aware. Very good. Sadhu.
When I realized that, there was a bit of joy. And I remember what Brother just just said. Then after I read, when Brother just start to explain, when Brother Teo say listen from the heart, right? The vibration, the voice of Brother Teo vibrate here.
No need to know. I go here.
not here lah.
Like chant also when go here very quiet.
Yeah.
No need to listen one. Let the vibration go in. Like Yun Chan say, when she go here very quiet. Very peaceful. Very good. Anything else? Then pass on. Use the wireless. No, 7:30. No, is it ready, Alicia? If you're not ready, you go down also no use. We continue one more. Not now. Later, towards the end, only do. You read Sui An one, already there. Towards the end, before we dismiss. Because you don't have much time left now. Pass on. Han, come forward a bit. The mic not so long.
Good morning, Mrs. Brachio, Mrs. Teo, and all Kalyamitas. First of all, I would like to thank Brachio for your tireless teaching. And all organizers and committees that make this possible for all of us.
Sadhu.
I have not stabilized my daily mindfulness, but every morning I like to go to the main hall. I stay at my heart, I can feel the soothing calmness. Even when the chanting is on, I still can feel, I can still meditate in the meditative mode. That although I can't chant, but only certain thing like certain part like Heart Sutta or the Da Bei Zhou, I can follow a bit. That's all. So I just silence my mind, stay at the heart. I feel very calm, soothing, and the calmness of mind. So
that's why you don't need to know the chanting. You must have faith and let the vibration go in. That it will have its ability to transform inside. But that one, if you have not stabilized your awareness nature, more slow, the process is more gradual. But sooner or later, it will open up. That's why Pure Land.
I aspire to stabilize my mindfulness.
Yeah. Then after that, you realize this one suddenly become very sensitive. Suddenly the awareness can stay here. Once it's stabilized, you are all the time here. And you are all the time here, this one will open up. Then this one will become sensitive. Then less of the what they call sankhara movement and activity. When you are here, you are away from the memory. So most of the time you are observing, direct seeing and all those things. That one take a while. So good. Anything else?
There's nothing much to report because I haven't stabilized my mindfulness. But I aspire to do it. So,
Okay. Thank you. Pass around to the back. Get the Singaporean. Casey. Okay. Pass to Beng Fi. Okay. Gong Chai.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Teo.
Yeah.
Rest of the committee and all the Kalaikakas here. Very good that I have this opportunity to meet you all. I think this chance was purely given by Brother Ben.
he was the one that connected you all.
In fact, I think he started earlier the year. He told me about two things about this our gathering here. Number first one was your Wu Tai Shan trip. Okay. Second one was this retreat. So I told him I was a bit hesitant for the Wu Tai Shan because I was scheduling my back operations in early March. May is 2 months. I'm not sure whether I can recover.
You may not recuperate yet.
So I think brother. we have gone and meet y'all.
no problem.
Okay. So then I went through the operations and it was quite okay. Then I said, okay, this is probably my karmic
thing.
I do have time to meet y'all. So I said, let me make effort to make sure that I can attend this.
Sadhu.
So what I did was, in Singapore, there's a very famous temple in Waterloo Street called Kwan Yin Miao.
Sadhu.
So what I did was that I I have another issue that I had to settle before I come here. Because my mother was diagnosed about close to 2 years ago, have early to mid-stage dementia.
Okay.
So right now here, if I were to hear for a whole week,
yeah, nobody to take care of her.
No, I have my sister who is a prime care, but she works. So daytime, normally I go over and accompany her.
Correct, not easy.
So I made the aspiration and went down to the temple and asked for help from Kuan Yin.
Sadhu.
I said, please, let me have a good meet.
Sadhu.
So what I did was that I contacted a labor agency and within 1 month I got a meet.
Sadhu.
And she's from Myanmar, first time they come to Singapore. And she reported, she was handed over to us on 8th of August.
Sadhu.
This year.
So
that was a good time for me. She's quite good and then we did have a peace of mind to one here. So I think all these are the the reason why I'm able to make it here.
Again, another one, from Kuan Yin San one.
Yes.
In fact, a lot those who attend one have affinity with Kuan Yin one, because Kuan Yin's nature is full of compassion, and you sincerely appeal or talk to Kuan Yin's nature, means sincerely make the aspiration. it will help you manifest the aspiration.
Yeah. You human being.
Yeah, if it's meant to be, you will be there. Or you will be at the place where you're supposed to be. Yeah. Very good, Sadhu.
Okay. It's coming to the experience I've had here. I come here with... I don't want to have a lot of expectation. I
just come here.
Like they're saying, 84,000 Dharma. No.
I'll just knock.
Anyone open, I'll just go in.
Sadhu.
So I'm hoping to knock at the gateway. I think I still haven't found it.
Sadhu. Very good.
Anyway, Sister Adeline, on the third day, tell me, hey, Brother Kong Chai, today you look happier than the first 2 days.
Sadhu.
So that was the normal thing that I normally have when I go for a long retreat. Normally the first few days is allowed me to settle down. So that was good. Fourth day good. Then the trouble start is on the 50. I told volunteer. What happened was that on the Tuesday night, my second granddaughter, well, 3 years plus.
Phone call.
She missed me so much, she called. Video call. My daughter called me and she was crying. I think Casey was in the room, so I was trying to pacify her. And finally, I asked her, okay, are you happy now? Okay, finally, she switched off her handphone herself.
Oh, sadhu.
Okay, now that is where the trouble is. The mind go back again. The mind go back again.
Yeah. Then it will continue.
Then
the
next,
worry.
The next few days, even though I can try to be aware, practice awareness during daytime, at night I have a lot of dreams.
That one is very good. You know why? You learn. This is how your brain works. Understand? Yeah. The unfinished business that Krishnamurti talked about, it will linger on your brain. Because you worry for your granddaughter. Understand?
Yes.
When that thing is there, that worry is a negative thought process. And that worry is a fear. Understand? And that fear becomes a phobia inside you. That's why you dream one. It will trigger one. That's why you cannot concentrate. Wherever there is a problem, means you perceive it with negativity. Understand? So next time I teach you, she is the way she is. Understand? Her life. She must take care of her karma. But if you want to help her, because you are in a retreat, you have parami. You say, by the power of whatever merits that you have developed over these few days, may it arise the causes and conditions for her to recover to good state of mind. Now, this is more effective. Rather than worry, because the reality is you are here. Understand? There is nothing you can do except video call. And video call is not effective. You have to be there. But don't worry. Condition like that, things will be like that. And you have to tell your granddaughter, you say, don't worry. Akong, go back. I take you out. I will do whatever you want so that you can be happy again. So now, can I request you to listen to Akong? You bless Akong, have a good retreat, realize the good Dhamma or enlightenment. Then Akong, reward you. And they are small children, easier to talk. But they have faith in you. That's why they call you. Otherwise, why call you? Understand?
Okay, and final sharing. I don't know. Okay. My first long period retreat, I have this very unusual experience. Basically, what happened is I went for a retreat that with an inject back muscle because I played badminton.
Yeah.
So when you sit down, you quiet down, not only your leg pain, your injury, amplified. Okay. Then somehow I learned a technique of how to overcome the pain. So the pain went away. After that, that injured muscle start twitching itself. Okay, that was my first experience. And come here, the first 3 days, the same twitching happened again. But come to, I think about 3 days ago, I got very funny twitching. This time, I don't know.
It's to heal you one, huh?
No, it's here.
Oh, another part. Oh, the heart there. That is good. Oh.
So I don't know whether, am I getting the right path?
No. Gong Chai, listen. Don't go and speculate. Understand? But if it's here, I mean, this area need to be released. That's why it will go there. It will like do whatever it need to do. And it will, when you are calm in this environment, the vibration, or they can help you. Can help you to heal and give whatever remedy that your body need. What you need is faith. Don't go and allow the thought to go and project and develop the fear. Don't. You must have faith. And you can even recite to all those good friends out there, or any of these great beings, like what Jayanta did. If it's coming, let me know. But normally not on, based on what you describe. It's to help you to clear. It's healing. These are the areas it need to remove or clear. Well, when I meditate last time, I remember, when I developed awareness, then my chi flow, at certain point, it didn't flow so well or not. Then I recall, in the young day, I sleep, banana skin, I somersaulted out. That time I was young, but very painful. Then my back here, the lumbar below, sacral, all the sacral bones, it was actually damaged. But I didn't know when I was young. Then what happened was very strange. I grew up, off and on, I will have this, what they call, like sleep disc on, understand? But I rest, I recover. So what happened was, one day I went with my wife to the real massage, not the hanky-panky. So this one, the lady, I think, got psychic or so on. So when he massaged me, he suddenly, after about 10 minutes, he asked me, he said, there is something behind your back now, is it? Then I said, what is it? He said, I also don't know what it is, but it is very funny, he said. Your back, based on her massage, your sacral bone all gone already, is it? But I don't know why you can still walk and still be what you are. Then he later told me, there is something there, he said, something there that protect you. Then he mentioned Guan Yin. Hey, I said, oh, like that. Then I said, don't worry. If like that means okay. That's how I also came to know. But when I meditate, there I know I need to clear it. So what I did was, initially I don't know, I used that pure awareness energy to clear, Then later on, I went to Singapore. There is one psychic, very good one from China. He retired already, 60 old years old. He's very good. Then he told us in China, they actually were doing research and grooming all these with psychic one. This psychic is not the psychic power that do all those things. It's special ability to, not psychic, what is the word really? Special. Te yi gong men, correct. What is English word? Tak yi gong lang. It's special power, special ability, gifted one, they all. So what happened? He saw me, he looked at me. Then I look at him, then I shake his hand. I think he can feel my vibration. He said, at first he reluctant to see us because we don't know him. But somebody in Singapore, which we know, he said, the family told him that this person from China, he got this tak yi gong lang on, and he's in the medical field. So he said he's very special. So he invited us all over to him. Then, ding dong. At first, he don't want to see us. No? He said, where are you all from? Then he said, why you look for me? Then the Singapore friend tried to explain. Then after that, he saw me. Then he realized, no harm. He said, okay, come in. So one group of eight of us talked to him. Then after that, he looked at me. He said, you want to ask anything? Do you have any problem? I said, I fell. I said, when I was young, I said, and the back here, it seems damaged. But I'm quite okay. Because they know he got special ability. You know, after that, he immediately tell me, I said, come, sit down. I was sitting on a chair. You know, my back turned the other direction to him. He was 2 feet away from me. You know, 2 feet away, you know. His hand, I tell you that Qi Gong, fantastic. He radiated in. I can feel the warmth. 2 feet away. Then it moved. Well, I know how to relax. Then that thing clear. Completely clear. Got like that one. So when you meditate, you don't worry. All this manifests is there. Because you are not doing anything negative, understand? And it's most of the time to heal you. Okay, Gong Jai?